What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome, Matthew from Flying Out. How are you?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Very excited to see the Others Way Festival return to Kay Road for 2022. It's been a few years between outings, but good to have it back.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely been a few years between. Well, for us, we feel like we have been doing it every year.
Because you have been working on it.
We've been doing it, and then it would
pesky COVID-19 gets in the way, creeps, just jumps out from behind the the bush, and done. I was like, oh my God, I'm here again.
Done again. But I was talking to someone, and then I realised, it was like, oh yeah, of course. They were just looking forward to being able to get out and wander around all the wonderful music venues of Kay Road and pick and choose what they wanted to see. Probably just hang out with their mates.
You've done another fantastic job of assembling a lineup of artists, which kind of, there's something there for everyone, and there's some serious big hitters on the lineup this year. So it must be quite exciting. There must be, you know, a bit of excitement, you know. You must be hearing some whispers on the street about people.
Getting there, yeah. Heads down at the moment on our end, because we've only literally 2 weeks. Hearing a lot of people telling me they're looking forward to this and this, and I'm hearing a few surprises. I'm like, oh, that's great. That means that's going to be interesting to see how this one goes.
Now, as mentioned, it is a multi-venue festival on Kay Road. So there are probably some tips and tricks for young players, for people that have never been before. What pieces of advice would you give to someone who's attending the Others Way for the first time?
Have fun. Don't get too caught up in having, if you really have to see something, then just be ready to maybe have a little bit of a wait. So you make sure you got yourself a good spot.
Yes.
And try, just give a venue a punt, or give a time slot a punt, and you might find something that you really love, kind of thing.
I had another way a few years ago where I seemed to be in the Thirsty Dog the whole time, and it was great.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic room for seeing a band. I just remember being in there when Arthur Arbez played, and I was just like, yes, this is so good.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, there's so many ways you can, it's kind of like a pick a path, you know, those books, a pick your own adventure kind of thing. And so, you know, some people just will just float around. Some people will end up in a venue and kind of go, oh, I'm sticking here. This is going to be my night. And then some people will have it well planned.
Hunter Keane.
Highlighted, jumping back and forth and things.
Yeah. Hey, shall we play? We'll play a tune from an artist performing at the Others Way on Kay Road on Saturday, the 22nd of October. You've put forward a few tracks to play. Shall we start with this Landlord song?
Yeah, totally. They're a band from Hamilton that sort of came across only a few months ago. They put out an EP, and it's just pretty bloody great shoegaze.
some top quality shugos from Hamilton.
Nice, yeah. The EP's called Codeine, so if that helps give you a vibe.
Matthew, I think you were spot on when you said, you know, someone's going to walk in and catch that and go, oh, wow. You know, yeah. It's a bit of a showstopper.
I picked that one to play just simply because, like, one of the fun things that I like the most about going and doing the other way is, yeah, you just, there'll be a band that you just walk into and you're like, oh, who is this? Mm-hmm. What's this? This is exactly what I've been after.
Yeah.
And
I hear that. Yeah. Now, what's the official time that the Other's Way starts? Firstly, what do I need to know? What are the mechanics? Can I get in with my printed ticket, or do I need to get a wristband?
You're going to need to get a wristband. So, you know, go get your ticket under the radar.co.nz from flying out. You'll be able to get your wristband from the flying out store from Thursday. Mm-hmm. Whatever date that is, 20th.
Yep.
Up until like into the evening of the show. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, once you get your wristband, it just gets you into all the different venues. Mm-hmm. Said you might have to wait a couple of times, depends who's playing and the size of the venue kind of thing. But, and you're away to go. Start time. Well, we're just working on something at the moment, which may or may not happen. But if it does, then we'll start off a little bit early in the afternoon, like late afternoon. Mm-hmm. If not, the good old time of pretty much 7. I think the first band will then be on about 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because we've got 30, that's a great start time.
We've got 31 to cram into. I don't know, 5 hours.
Yeah. And so this is obviously on the Saturday. What can I just turn up at flying out any old time on a Saturday and get a wristband?
10 o'clock will be open.
Okay.
Yeah, I might open a bit earlier.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. Yeah. Now, the next song you've selected by Laura Jean is probably one of my favourite ones. It's been on BFM playlists.
Me too.
All year. I'm like, oh man, what a good song. What can you tell me about Laura Jean?
Laura Jean is a Australian singer-songwriter. She actually played The Other's Way like 2018 when we had a Chapter Music stage. She's on Chapter Music over there, fine independent label from Melbourne. She's got an album coming out in November, her second album, and just makes some fantastic indie singer-songwriter, great stuff. She's got guests such as Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding on this upcoming album. And when I heard this song, I was like, oh, this is great. Mm. Listen to the lyrics.
Let's hear it.
she called for help. No one came, nothing worked, nothing changed. And just by hanging in that diamond, I grew up to be somebody.
What a great song. Laura Jean performing at the Others Way Festival 2022. Are there going to be any special guests appearing? Any sort of behind the scenes gossip you want to spill now?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
Just right. bear with, you know.
Just also mentioning that Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding feature on that track, but nothing more to say on that one. Now, the Dance Exponents are performing at the Others Way. This is cool.
Yeah. It was, just... one of those, I guess, a little bit like the festival itself. It just sort of like happened, and we mentioned they were reissuing their first album,
Prayers to Be Answered.
Yes, like 40th anniversary, and they were like thinking we should do a show. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, let's do it.
We haven't really talked about we haven't officially talked about venues and where you'd be placing people, but I mean, roughly, where on K Road do you think an act like the Dance Exponents would be positioned?
I think it'd be fair to say they'll be most likely in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Makes sense.
We're just putting the fine touches to the timetable. Mm-hmm. Colouring it in, doing a little drawing in the top corner.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I reckon we'll get that next week for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone seen the Dance Exponents recently? It's been a while.
Well, not they haven't played as the Dance Exponents.
Okay, so it's been like the Jordan Luck Band or something
like
that.
Yeah, and then I guess they've done some Exponent shows as well, but this one is like the original lineup playing that first album.
That's kind of special. So, wow. Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it'll be good fun. And it's sort of like, as I was saying to you just before, when they mentioned they were reissuing it, I went and checked out. I was like, oh, I should listen to that album again. Mm. It's been a long time, and I kind of was like, wow, that's right. There's like, I'd forgotten there was like elements of like the Jam and even like Dixie's Midnight Runners, and it was like, oh, that's, you know, they're a band that started because they wanted to play music that made people dance. That's why they called themselves the Dance Exponents, and but it's got a good like, that kind of Jam post-punk style to throughout the whole album. Of course, there's the, there's the big
sing-alongy,
the big tracks, and yeah. So I thought I picked another track off the album to give off a little bit of that
the
vibe.
Depth. This is Swimming to the Table of an Unknown Girl by Dance Exponents, playing at Others Way, Saturday 22nd of October. Okay. Go now. Oh, gosh. This is technology for you. Here we go. We're ready, guys.
I don't have the record yet.
It's warmed up.
I could have brought it up, but it's...
Here we go.
Girl came from
Now, Matthew from Flying Out up on K Road, who is the man behind the Others Way Festival 2022. What time does Hunter Keane have to work to on Saturday? When does he officially get to clock out?
Oh, we haven't actually negotiated that one yet. I think he'll be keeping the store open right to the last minute.
Okay.
Yeah, because he can't talk back.
Maybe midnight or something.
He can't talk back right now. Yeah. So.
What time do you keep doing wristbands until?
It's about nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you shut the doors, and then it just is business as usual, and the festival just runs itself, and you get to chill out for a bit.
There's always a bit of running around, but yeah, you know, it's a smooth, well-oiled machine, which just hasn't had a chance to be tested since 2019. Mm-hmm. But no, shut the door and away we go, and everyone's out.
Mm-hmm. Are there any surprise venues that are going to be, you know, used for the first time this Others Way, or is it just...
Well, we're going to use the church, the actual church next door to the shop.
Okay.
For a couple of really nice, intimate shows that's befitting, which will be quite an interesting addition.
Like an actual indoor...
Yeah, inside the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, nice one.
And then, yeah, we've got the old classics, you know, as we always do, you know, the Whammies and the Wine Cellars, Nick of the Woods.
And what's the go? Say people want to get a bite to eat or anything like that. It's just go visit the many of the options available on K Road.
Food mecca, you know. It's, there's plenty of thing. You know, have a wander around, go see a band, take a break, grab a bite to eat.
Yes.
Grab a bite to eat before you go in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, start early. Start with dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or afternoon tea. Kicks off at 7.
Yeah. However you wish, it's the glory.
Mm-hmm. Now you've selected a song by an artist called Polly Hill. Tell us about Polly Hill.
Polly Hill is also fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I picked Polly Hill for, like, I guess when we're putting together the festival, I think you mentioned at the start, you know, we always want to have a little bit of everything for everybody. So, you know, we have, I think, you know, made the joke of, like, you know, it's like a wedding gift, you know, something old, something new. Something.
Has she played Others Way before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've played the Dance Bones, and we've got things like Shea Fu and Pneumatics. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, we've got some internationals like Laura Jean, and there's Steve Gunn, and Mind Design as well. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we played Landlords from Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Also some local acts like Polly Hill, and
it's a full spread. I actually do have a question about Shea Fu and the Crates. I don't think I've ever seen Shea Fu perform
before. Chance to rectify.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what sort of, do they just play a bit of everything? Do they play stuff off the Navigator? Or what's the gist of a Shea Fu and the Crates?
Well, I know he's been touring the Navigator set recently, but I think when it's not a Navigator specific show, he will play a range
of stuff.
You know, Julian Dine's playing on the lineup, and he has a rad track with Shea Fu, so you never know who might come and join for guest spots.
Julian Dine's got a busy night because Hexagon are on the lineup, right?
Yeah, and then he's gonna play a set, like a band set, and then I think it's going to evolve into a Julian Dine DJ set as well.
Okay.
After that, he's gonna be busy.
Busy, yeah. He's up for it though. I mean, he's like,
well, he hasn't said otherwise. So,
should we play this Polly Hill tune featuring Dara Meelan? The song's called Pulse. Catch her at Others Way.
Pulse. Now pulse. Pulse. nothing sees enough. Bad fucking frenzy with my frenzies, you can't meet me. Cooked off the books, getting looks with my sweeties. Bad fucking frenzy with my frenzies, you can't meet me. Cooked off the books, getting looks with my sweeties. We'll break the bank, then blow the budget quickly. Drink like fish and smoke and like a chimney blast. Theme, you know the team is with me. Fold and fight, it's feeling fucking filthy. Dodging and ducking on all of these wines. Things you can come by me on for my rhymes. King timing divine like the beat that I'm riding. Crooked tea smile and we on and vibe and pulse.
We've had a pretty good slice of what one might see at the Other's Way 2022 on K Road. It's been a while since I've seen Anthony Tonin.
Yes.
He's first on the bill because his name starts with A.
Mm-hmm. Democratic we are.
Man, last time I saw him, I was just like, wow, such a powerful performance, fully committed to what he does. If you've not seen him before, man. He's got chops.
Totally recommend.
Yeah, he's so good.
It's going to be really, really great. You know, full band. That's a nice thing. A lot of, you know, Nutty Rare's playing with full band. I think she's bringing in a brass section.
Mm-hmm.
Might whip out some covers, I hear. Speaking of covers, you get a hand. I did want to ask you.
Yes.
Will you be doing the Hans Puckett Midnight Karaoke Challenge?
And man, if so, what are you? Sing. I cannot
what,
sing.
If so, what
no
are you?
No can do. Sorry, no can do. Can't do. Even do karaoke at full steam.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think they're going to open up like submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Next
for songs?
Week. Yeah, so because what you get is you get the Hans Puckett band as your backing band.
Okay.
And you get to do...
Maybe do some Devo or something like that. That's probably all I've got, really.
Hey, look, the world is your oyster, Johnny.
Okay. All right. Okay, one last plug. The Other's Way 2022, Saturday the 22nd of October. It's all coming together, 2022 and 22nd of October. All along K Road, get your tickets from Under the Radar. It's a bloody good night. What a great, you know, K Road is a buzz. There's a full, you know, the full spread of musical genres and artists, local and international. Just get amongst.
Totally. You get to walk around the street, you probably run into some people you haven't seen.
Run into everyone.
Run into everyone.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm. It's a good old time. We're going to go out on some Shepherd's Rain.
Yeah. Why not?
What have you got on Shepherd's Rain for me? Any stats?
Shepherd's Rain are a fantastic metal band that sing, that perform all in Samoan, and I can't wait to see it. And I think you were asking about like people telling me what they were going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are keen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. They're they've just been working away in the background. You know, I think they've got like a couple of million views on one video.
Holy smokes.
It's, yeah.
Excellent. All right. Hey, Matthew from Flying Out, thank you very much for making the trek in here this evening.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's get it and let's get those tickets out of this way, guys.
Toulalo! Enough! Toulalo! Enough! Batia! Batia! Luopati! Luopati! Tontova! Tontova! We'll be right back.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.